for the next few minutes, though, concentrating on aged care in the future. What will aged care look like in the future? Well, a recent aged care report showed that many people would actually be willing to pay more for better aged care. But when it comes to the crunch, will people put their money where their mouth is? Well, business futurist Maurice Maslowski has been looking at the report's findings and thinking about just what the future of aged care might look like. And I'm pleased to say that Maurice Maslowski from businessfuturist.com joins me this morning. Maurice, good morning.
Good morning.
Maurice, what do you see as the real challenges for aged care as we look to the future?
It really is the numbers of people that will require some kind of assistance moving forward. When we get to the year 2047, there'll be 25% or 1 in 4 Australians will be over 65 years of age. We'll also move to a society that will most probably live to over 100. Certainly our children will live to 120. Many of the things that we now consider to ravage us, things like cancer, Alzheimer's, will not be cured, but will certainly be tamed. So we'll be living in a very, very different world by then. Baby boomers will certainly be well into retirement and looking to live longer, healthier lives and not necessarily in institutions.
So aged care, the way we know it now, then will be a thing of the past? Will it be totally different?
It won't be a thing of the past, but it will be used for a specific purpose. What we're finding, and in the report that you alluded to, was the same, that obviously lots of us would want to stay at home as long as possible. That's where we live our lives, where we consider ourselves to be vital, and we don't want to go into care unless we absolutely need assistance. So I think what we're going to find moving forward is that residential care will be for acute reasons, people that really can't stay at home for all sorts of reasons, don't have the health or the ability to do that, and otherwise we're going to be pushed more and more to live in our own homes for as long as possible.
This is ABC Local Radio Queensland, having a chat to business futurist Maurice Maslowski about the future of aged care. You're welcome to call through and have a chat as well if you have a few questions about the future of aged care. 1300 221 001. We'll keep the line open throughout the chat if you want to join in. 1300 221 001. So what sort of diseases and ailments may we have and perhaps not have in the future?
What we're going to have is a very different medical space, I believe, talking to lots of people working in this. We're moving away from trying to cure diseases, which has been our goal up until now, very important. But what we're going to do is trying to prevent many of the diseases that we see ahead. So we're going to have DNA, we're going to have all sorts of things that will be able to predict whether we will become ill or become or have some kind of disease, and then start to work long before the symptoms occur to mitigate or get rid of that.
So it'd be sort of a preemptive approach, really?
Absolutely. With DNA now, you can actually get a test. It's only about $295 that will map your DNA and give you, it's a genetic test, and give you an understanding of what is likely to happen in your body over the next period of time. They're only just starting to be used. I'd suggest within 10 or 15 years, most of us will have had that relatively inexpensive, very quick, easy to do test, and it will form the basis for much of our medical activity moving forward.
Could also be a bit scary though, couldn't it?
Well, it will be, because in some ways we're going to have to face some of these things long before we get them. But in reality, that's, I would suggest, a better thing to do, because the earlier we find out that we're prone to these kinds of diseases, ailments or issues, the more likely we are to be able to attack them and get rid of them. And that's what the medical profession is really hoping for.
What other new technologies will we see?
So, as I said, we're going to be living at home for far longer. We'll find that our homes, again, this is all with permission. We've set it up this way and we want it to be this way. Our homes will be able to monitor us and our movements. There are things just come into patent in the last couple of months called a magic carpet, for instance. That is an underfelt we put under existing carpet, and it monitors your movement on the floor. So it knows if you're walking or not, it knows if your gait's wrong, because when we're ill or we're not balanced properly, we walk differently. It'll know if we've fallen, and it starts then to give messages to appropriate caregivers about all of those things. We're also going to see the home itself come alive. It'll be able to monitor us, not just look at us, but be able to know that we're in bed and we shouldn't be, the time of the morning is that we're normally up. It'll be able to tell whether we've had a proper restful night and be able to help us do that as well. It'll be able to give information to our caregivers and those around us about the food that we've eaten, the medicine that we've taken, follow us into the bathroom, and we won't get too descriptive here, but be able to take tests about, you know, whether our sugar levels, blood levels and those kinds of things are as they should be. So what it will be is unobtrusive. perspective, and 24/7 monitoring of our health and well-being. And this will be tied back to a group of caregivers that, should they be needed, will be able to jump in and assist.
Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? Because that means that many of us will be able to just remain at home, which is really what we'd prefer to do, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and it makes perfect sense. From an economic viewpoint, the government's definitely behind this kind of technology and thinking, and definitely from our own viewpoint, as I said, we would love to stay at home as long as we can. In aged care, though, we're not talking about getting rid of nurses or doctors or people. They'll still be just as important, if not more important, than they ever were before. But we're talking about getting rid of some of the routine jobs, the things that are difficult to do, like being able to move patients. There's even a robot in Japan that's coming to Australia soon that washes patients' hair.
Right.
And as strange as that sounds, it actually takes many hours of somebody's day to do that. And it's an important thing to do for a patient. But if you can give it to a robot that does it well, then why not give that task to them and allow people to do what they do best?
For sure. This is ABC Local Radio in Queensland. I'm speaking to business futurist Morris Mislovsky from businessfuturist.com. And the talkback line is open if you want to have any questions to fire at Morris about the future of aged care. 1-300-221-001 is the talkback number. So you mentioned robots there. Seems like they're going to get a fair bit involved about dementia robots. Are they on the way?
Yeah, it's absolutely. This is actually a Melbourne invention. It's been around for a year or two and slowly moving its way into the aged care sector. It's a little robot, in my old language, about a foot and a half high. And what it does is to sit in front of a patient or a group of patients that are known to have dementia. The patient's normal vital signs are plugged into this robot. In other words, it knows what's normal. And it sits and monitors the patient. It actually looks at the patient in the face. It plays games with them. Believe it or not, it sings songs and dances and does all kinds of crazy things. But this is meant to keep the mental alertness of the patient up. And when the robot sees that the patient's not reacting as it should be, then it calls for medical assistance. So what you have there again is 24/7 somebody watching a patient and calling for people at the appropriate time, freeing up nurses and other caregivers to do what they need to do when they're able to.
Fantastic. So amazing developments on the way. Anything else you'd like to point out for us, Sir Morris?
I think really what we're talking about is that we're all going to live healthier, we're going to live longer, we're going to have the ability to live at home for as long as possible, and these technologies will do it. We also should look at technology as a way to keep our community together. Often when we become elderly and we move into our homes full-time, so to speak, we also become isolated, and it's difficult for us to physically get out. What we're finding now, thankfully, is that even though we can't physically get people out of their homes as often as we'd like, we can virtually get them out of their homes, meaning that it's not uncommon now to find people of all ages, especially elderly, Skyping with their relatives, you know, doing homework with their grandkids, visiting with their daughters and sons and nephews and things virtually. They're able to play games and be connected online. So we need to look at this new technology as a way to reconnect these people who are otherwise physically isolated in a new virtual space.
And also
celebrate the fact that we can live far longer, healthier lives and be self-determining about how that happens for us.
Mm. So certainly lots of challenges ahead, but it seems that technology will come to the rescue. Let's hope that's the case. Maurice, always fascinating catching up. Just remind us about your website and your Facebook page.
Sure. So it's businessfuturist.com, and if you want to join us in a continual conversation, look us up on Facebook at Business Futurist.
Morris, we'll catch up again in a couple of weeks. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it.
Thanks now. Morris Mislovsky, business futurist on ABC Local Radio Queensland.